Traitors to the Union, Democrats in Civil War era Indiana, on this moment of Indiana history. By 1863, with the war dragging on and news of horrific Union casualties, Hoosiers faithful to the Republican Party began to consider their Democratic neighbors. Many Democratic families had members who were serving in the Union Army, even though they disagreed with the politics of the president and Indiana's Republican governor, Oliver Morton. Other Democrats, however, were outspoken opponents not only of Lincoln's policies, but of the war itself. These anti-war Democrats, known as Copperheads, continually called for negotiations with the South and urged a compromise that would bring a swift end to the war. Indiana's Republican newspapers attacked anti-war Democrats on a regular basis. On February 5, 1863, the editor of the Marshall County Republican, published in Plymouth, reported on a meeting of local Democratic legislators who were calling for the state to stop allocating funds for the unconstitutional war. The Copperheads, he wrote, proved by what they said that they are rebel sympathizers. A few weeks later, he warned his Republican readers of the imminent danger of an uprising among the Copperheads against the authority of government. The newspaper also printed letters from Indiana soldiers in the field. One read, "All we want our friends at home to do is to whip the Copperheads with ballots, and we will whip their rebel friends with bullets." Until the end of the war, Indiana Republicans continued to worry that many Hoosier Democrats were conspiring with the South to overthrow the state government. A Moment of Indiana History is a production of WFIU in partnership with the Indiana Public Broadcasting Stations. Research support comes from Indiana Magazine of History, published by the IU Department of History.